Okay, open your Bibles to 2 Peter chapter number 1. 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse number 3. Papansinin natin ang verses 3 at saka verse 4. And this is a very amazing passage of Scripture, another classic passage in the Bible. It teaches us a lot of things about sanctification, a lot of blessings that come from these two verses here. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, "According as His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust." So, kung tagalogin natin ang Bible sa verse 3, "Ayon sa kanyang kapangyarihan, ipinagkaloob sa atin ng Diyos ang lahat ng bagay na nauukol sa buhay at pagiging maka-Diyos sa pamamagitan ng pagkakilala sa kanyang na tumawag sa atin sa pamamagitan ng kaluwalhatian at kapangyarihan." Verse number 4, "Sa pamamagitan nito, binigay sa atin ang kanyang mahalagang at dakilang pangako upang sa pamamagitan ng mga ito ay makakabahagi kayo sa banal na kakanyahan at nakabahagi kayo sa banal na kakanyahan ng Diyos." The nature, we are partakers of the divine nature. So, Peter introduces in chapter 1, the deliverance from apostasy. And let's not forget the outline of the book of 2 Peter. There's the deliverance from apostasy in chapter 1, the description of apostasy in chapter 2, and then the destruction of apostasy in chapter 3. And so now we're going to look at how God saves us, delivers us from apostasy. And what is apostasy? Well, it's basically no longer walking in the truth. You started walking in the truth. You started following the Lord. You started doing right. But then all of a sudden you turn around and you no longer walk in the truth. You left the truth. And that is a characteristic trait and an evidence that you were never truly born again. For someone who to claim to know the Lord, and then now they are no longer walking with the Lord, that is apostasy. And so Peter introduces this topic, and he reminds all of us believers that we are recipients of like precious faith. He's talking to Christians. He's talking to born-again believers in verse number 1, like precious faith. He tells us about the knowledge of God and how the knowledge of God is the key to multiplying grace and peace in our lives. You remember that. And of course, I do want to say that knowing God brings responsibility. When you know the Lord, then it goes along with knowing Him, the responsibility, the ability to respond. Now, if you don't know the Lord, I can understand why people live in sin and don't do right, and they constantly sin and they don't think about the Lord. It's because they don't have the knowledge of God. But when a person comes to know the Lord and comes to knowledge of the Lord, that knowledge brings responsibility. That knowledge brings accountability. When you know to do right and you don't do it, it is sin, the Bible says. And so what a privilege it is to know the Lord. And Peter continues to introduce truths that are vital for the purpose of delivering Christians from apostasy and churches, whole churches. Let me just ask you a question. Do you know a person who used to walk with the Lord and now they are no longer continuing for the Lord? Can that happen to a Christian? Yes, it can. Yes, it can. It can happen to you if you're not careful. It can happen to me. Now, do you know that an entire church can also apostatize? An entire church. Not just the individual Christian, but the member of that church as a whole. The entire church used to believe this. Now they don't even walk in the ways of the Lord. Used to sing the hymns, and actually psalms and hymns. They don't even do that. They sing contemporary rock music in the church. And apostatize. And so here Peter is doing his best to teach us truth that will prevent us from apostatizing. And ang kanyang, I want you to see three things. Number one, ang kanyang kapangyarihan. That's the first point. I want you to notice the power of God. This is the root. This is the effect of the gospel. The power of God. At ito ang ibinibigin ni Pedro na unang dahilan kung bakit maaari tayong huwag tumiwalag sa pananampalataya dahil sa kapangyarihan ng Diyos. Look over in verse number 3. According as His divine power, His divine power hath given to us all things. Go over to Daniel chapter 4. God's power. Think of God's power and how He gave us all things. Daniel chapter 4. And verse number 35. Daniel chapter 4 and verse number 35. And all inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing. And He, this is talking about God, and He doeth according to His will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. None can stay His hand or say unto Him, what doest thou? So who in the world could stop God from doing what God wants to do? There is no power on earth that can stop the Lord. No power on earth. So you should rejoice, Christian. You should rejoice. If you're in the will of God, guess what's behind you? The power of God. Guess what will work out in for you if you're in the path of God's will, okay? You have the power of Almighty God working on your behalf. Well, you can take to God your prayer request and know that He will answer it. Why? Because His power is ultimate and immense. Ginagawa niya ang nais niya sa mga anghel, sa langit, at sa mga tao sa lupa, according to Daniel chapter 4, verse 35. Walang makakatutol sa Diyos. Walang makakahadlang sa kapangyarihan ng Diyos. Now, isipin natin ang kapangyarihan ng Diyos. Let's stop and think of this divine power. What created the entire universe? The power of God, right? Created the entire universe. Imagine that. What caused the dead to rise, like the body of Jesus Christ? Again, the resurrection is the direct result of the power of God. He created all things. He brings to life that which is dead. That's the power of God. What about our salvation? You know, our salvation is possible because of the power of Almighty God. It's His work. His work. Now, look at Psalm 8, verse 3. Psalm 8. It's the Old Testament. Psalm 8. Can think about the power of God in creation. But look at how the Bible describes it. Now let me ask you a question before we move on. Which took God more effort? I know that God is almighty and he has all, he's never diminished in power. And so when he created everything, it's not like God was exhausted and that's why he rested on the seventh day. That's not how it is in the Bible. God's power is infinite, right? There's no end to it. Right? It's like, you know, and it's undiminished. Now, he created the world about 6,000 or so years ago. And it's not like he ran out of power. He's almighty. After he did everything, it's not like he lost anything. But which took more effort? Creation or salvation? Which cost God more? Salvation. Look how Psalm 8 describes creation. Psalm 8, verse number 3. Psalm 8, verse 3. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers. Oh, so in a poetic sense, David was saying, when I look at creation, this is the finger work of God. This is just his finger, his fingers. But what about salvation? Go over to Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1. But when he sent his son to be a propitiation for our sin, look at how the Bible describes him. Luke chapter 1 and verse 51. Luke chapter 1 verse 51. He had showed strength with his arm. He had scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. When it came time for salvation and the work of redemption, he stretched out his arm. And so this, if you compare creation, creation is a magnificent work of God's power. How many of you like nature and you like to see sceneries, waterfalls, lake, rivers? How many would like to go walking or hiking or biking? Wouldn't that be nice to be able to go hiking and biking and walking out in nature and enjoy the beautiful trees, the mountain sceneries, see different birds and different plants and different things and enjoy fresh air instead of, you know, pollution and the river, the brown river. When you stop and think of creation, and that's the power of God, that's only his fingers. But when you stop and think of redemption and how he sent his son to die on the cross for our sins, buried, kept under the power of death for 3 days, and then resurrected and then exalted, super exalted, all for our redemption. You can see it cost God more. See, he only had to speak the world into existence, but he had to bleed and die for our redemption. You see, it cost God more. Now, is God's power diminished? No. Okay, so is God still almighty today? Yes. Can God still answer prayers today? Yes. All right. So do we have the capability of obeying the Lord and doing things that are pleasing to his sight? Do you think God can enable us to live godly lives for him? Yes. So he is not limited. So what's our problem? Where should we look? We should look to ourselves. See, God wants us to live godly, but we don't want to live godly sometimes. And we need to go to him and confess our sin to him and ask him for his divine power. Lord, if you created the universe, you could change my heart. See, if you could send Jesus Christ to die on the cross for me, you could help me and live godly in this day and age. So first, you see the power of God. Number two, I want you to see yung kanyang ipinagkaloob sa atin bilang mananampalataya. I want you to see what God gave us. Look at what He says here. According as His divine power hath given unto us, what did He give us? All things that pertain unto life and godliness. Hey, listen. Everything that you need to live a godly life, God has already given it to you. You don't need a new program. You don't need a new pill. You don't need a new plan. You don't need a new app. Oh, you don't need a new app. You don't need a new technology. Everything that pertains to life and godliness, that's the essential things. Things that you need in order to be a godly Christian. Listen, God has already given all things to you. Now listen, this is Peter writing to the churches in the first century. They didn't have internet access. But they could sure live godly lives. They didn't have electricity. But they had everything they need to live godly lives. Do you understand? We don't need another thing. There's nothing lacking in our Christian life that precludes us from living godly. We can be as close to God as we desire to be as close to God. You don't need anything to make you godly. Say, well, we need green tea and we need zinc. No, I don't know if they had green tea back then. But they sure lived godly. I just think about Wi-Fi. Just internet access. Just think about internet access. You know how many people would be sad if all of a sudden we couldn't have our phones anymore? There's a new word that entered the dictionary about 2 years ago. I'm not kidding. The word is nomophobia. Nomophobia. You know what nomophobia is? The fear of losing or not having your cell phone. It's a new phenomenon. They didn't have this 10 years ago. The word was just entered into the vocabulary because of a phenomenon that people experience when they leave their house and all of a sudden they don't have their phone and they have this fear, I don't have a phone. Can I tell you something? You don't need technology to be godly. Just put yourself in the shoes of the first century Christian. You don't need your phone to be a godly Christian. God gives you everything. All things that pertain to life and godliness, all of it, it's already given to you. Tinawag tayo ng Diyos sa pamamagitan ng kanyang kaluwalhatian at ng kanyang kapangyarihan para sa kanyang kaluwalhatian at sa kanyang karangalan. Look at verse number 3. According as His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through, here it is, through knowledge of Him. The same thing. The same thing that multiplies grace and peace in your life. It's the same knowledge that will give you the ability to live godly lives. You want to live a godly life? Grow in your knowledge of Him. And He calls us to glory and virtue. He calls us to this thing. Knowledge of God multiplies grace and peace. It also gives us life and godliness. And it also teaches us of the glory and virtue of God. The glory of God, the virtue of God. Why should a Christian live unto the glory of God? Why? Because he knows that's his purpose. That's our purpose as a Christian, right? What is the number one reason that God made us? To give him glory, to worship him, to give him glory. That's why he made us. We are designed to worship him. We're designed for glory. We're designed to glorify him. So if you're here and you're not wanting to glorify him, I don't know what you're doing here. And that's why our church is very much like this. We're not interested in entertaining. We're interested in glorifying God. You see? That's why we don't have... All we have is Bible preaching. You notice that? Did you notice that? No. You know what other churches have? Other churches have a lot of programs. And they got smoke machines. They got coffee. And I'm not against coffee, by the way, you know. But they have coffee and they don't care about the house of the Lord. They got dance teams. They got dancers. You know? They just... Entertainment. Entertainment. And does that music glorify the Lord? Is that virtue-filled music? I doubt it. Carnal, fleshly music. Music that rhythmically moves the body but doesn't move the spirit. Or if it moves the emotion, it moves the emotion towards worldliness. It's definitely not what God gave us. Number three, here's something that God gave us. He gave us His Word. He gave us His Word. Look at verse number four. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. Now, where do you find God's great and precious promises? Where do you find it? In the Bible, in the Word of God. By the way, do you take time to memorize some of the great, exceeding great and precious promises of the Word of God? One of the ways that you can serve the Lord is by hiding God's Word in your heart. Do you hide the Word of God in your heart? Well, before it can get to your heart, it has to come through your head. So you have to memorize the Word of God. You have to meditate on the Word of God. Think about the Word of God. Not just reading it in the day and then checking it off. I already read it, you know, but I didn't get anything out of it. That's not the design of God. Man, this is great and precious promises. Just think of the promises of God to answer prayers in the name of Jesus Christ. Have you tried asking the Lord for things in the name of Jesus Christ and just to see if the Lord will answer? I'm not trying to be trivial, but I have prayed many prayers in secret and God has answered them to them. To my exact need, to my exact specification. Try it. You know what answer prayers will do for you? It will grow your faith. And when you think that God is almighty, why pray small prayers? I've prayed some amazing prayers and I've seen the Lord answer. And it just confirms the scriptures. It confirms the truth. God's exceeding great precious promises. Do we have it? Is it available for us? We have it in the Word of God. All His precious promises are there.
Mahalaga at dakila ang pangako ng Diyos. Ito ay nagdudulot ng kaligtasan. At nililigtas tayo saan? Well, nakakaiwas tayo sa kabulukan ng sanglibutan ito.
The promises of God help us and prevents us from the corrupting elements of this world. Look at what it says, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. So if you're a Christian and you have a lust problem, what's the solution? Get in the Word of God. Let the Word of God dwell in you richly. Let the Word of God... Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? Hello, am I just preaching to anybody? Let's try it again. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? Oh, okay, I heard a little bit there. I'm giving you a chance to speak, y'all. Okay. By taking heed thereto according to thy word. According to the word. Do you need counseling? No. Do you need word? Do you need a new program? No, you need a word. Do you need a DVD series? No. You need the word. You see. Do you need a whole line of vitamins? No. You need the word of God.
Kung gusto mong umiwas sa kabulukan ng sanlibutan ito, siguraduhin mo, huwag ka nasa sanlibutan. Siguraduhin mo, ikaw ay nasa salita ng Diyos.
And you will see the change in your life.
Yung masasamang pagnanasa,
corruption that is in the world through lust. You know what lust is? Masamang pagnanasa.
At saan ang gagaling ito? Sa katawan. So yung katawan ng Kristiyano, nagpo-produce siya ng mga prutas na malaswa at mali. Pero yung espiritu ng Kristiyano, yan ang nagpo-produce ng mga marangal na matuwid na pamumuhay. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering. It's all produced by the Spirit. And if you're a Christian and you surrender to lust, then you can expect to reap lust and destruction and the whirlwind. But if you surrender to the Holy Spirit of God, I mean, you surrender yourself to the power of Almighty God, you know what? Your heart's going to grow the fruit, the natural fruit of love and joy and peace and long-suffering and meekness and goodness and temperance, the fruit of the Spirit. You cannot produce the fruit of the Spirit in the power of the flesh. You can only do that by surrendering to the Holy Spirit of God. Listen, God is doing a work in you to produce in your life godliness. That's God. He's making sure of that. If He has to bring trials and suffering to get your attention, He'll do that. If He has to bring a word of encouragement, He'll do that. He'll do it on Monday morning. He'll do it on Tuesday, Wednesday. Every time you open the Word of God and your heart is seeking for the Lord, God will always bring to you that word that you need. You don't need an entire set of DVDs, a new course. No, it's in the Word of God, you see. Nakikibahagi tayo sa banal na kakanyahan ng Diyos dulot sa kanyang mga pangako.
You know, we are made partakers of the divine nature because of His promises. What does that mean, to be a partaker of His divine nature? Anong ibig sabihin nun? Partaker of His divine nature. Well, God has a divine nature. And when we get saved, He gives us a new heart. And now we can begin to live for Him. We become godly. Did you see that? Godliness. Godlikeness. Let me give you a little doctrine. We learned this morning about certain character traits of God called attributes that He alone has. He alone is eternal. He alone is omniscient. He alone is omnipotent. He alone is immutable. Those are what we call non-communicable attributes. Meaning to say, He doesn't share that with anybody. His glory, that's essential. He alone has glory. He doesn't share His glory with another. But there are some attributes of God that He does share, that we can have a part of. You know what those are? Love. Love. Where does love come from? Who's the author of love? God. God. So if you go to God and you're right with God, He will fill your heart with love. He is the fountain of love. He is the source of love. When you go to God, you have a heart of stone, He'll change that. He'll start giving you the heart of love. That's an attribute of God. You know what else? Holiness. That's an attribute of God. But He shares that with you. He shares that with us. Peace and joy. Who's the fountain of joy? Who's the fountain of peace? God. And when you go to God and you want peace, you go to God. You surrender to the Lord. And you know what God's going to do for you? He's going to share some of that peace. He's going to share some of that joy. He's going to share a part of Himself with you. His attribute. Not His essential attribute, but His His communicable attributes, His moral attributes. And we get to be a part taker of His divine nature. That's the divine nature that He shares with us as His children. So God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. We are a partaker of that when we're saved. So kaya hindi maaring palitan ng salita ng Diyos. You can't change the word of God. Well, this is the root. This is what gives us that way to escape corruption and way to exercise godliness. Nakasalalay ho ang lahat ng ito sa salita ng Diyos. All things that pertain to life and godliness, right here, right in the Word of God. We just have to dig, read, and apply, study, meditate, and apply the truths. And it's God who's going to work in us. So, may matinding pangangailangan na lumago tayo sa pananampalataya. At ito ay makakamtan din natin sa pamamagitan ng pagkakilala natin sa Diyos, our knowledge of God, and His Word. Ang kaligtasan natin ay napakahalaga. According to verse 1, it's precious. Pero ang kapangyarihan natin ay limitado, pero ang kapangyarihan ng Diyos ay hindi limitado. At ang pangako ng Diyos para sa atin, para sa mananampalataya, yun ang ginagamit natin para maiwasan natin ang kabulukan ng sanglibutan ito at para maging makabahagi tayo sa banal na kakanyahan ng Diyos. Would you bow your head and close your eyes? Oh, God gave us all things. We don't need another thing to be godly. I just take us back to the first century Christians. And God gave them everything. Are we lacking something? No, we're not. God certainly isn't lacking anything. So what are we searching for? What are we looking for? We should look for more, much more. We have the Word of God. And this is the tool that God uses for life and godliness. not a TV program, not a commentator, certainly not the media, not the news, certainly not the politician. Certainly no government official can do that for us. What I'm saying is we are powerless to live a life of godliness. We have nothing in us to do that except for Jesus Christ. He is the one. If He lives in you, wow, you have everything that pertains to life and godliness. Let's Lord, pray for me. I would like to have a deeper knowledge of the Lord and a deeper commitment to the Word of God. I'm soliciting your prayers. I'd like to know God more. God bless you. Commit myself to knowing God more. God bless you. Knowing His Word more. God bless you. Baka hindi ka nakapag-memorize noon. Ngayon, simulan mo na lang. Mag-memorize. Mag-meditate ng mga katotohanan ng salita ng Diyos. Para lumago. Para makita mo ang kaluwalhatian ng Diyos sa iyong buhay. Sagot sa iyong mga pangangailangan. May kakulangan ba sa Diyos? Wala. And God will answer your prayers. God will use His power on your behalf. Well, we have everything we need. We just need to surrender to Him. Father, we thank You, Lord, for Your love for us. We thank You for the Word of God, the precious, great, and exceeding promises we find. All things that pertain to life and godliness. We have it. Lord, help us to receive it. Help us to use it and apply it, Lord. We love You and thank You. Ask Your blessing upon us now. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. God bless you. You are dismissed.